The differences between typicality and categorization. In the view we've been developing, judgments of typicality and judgments of category membership both derive from the same source, resemblance to an exemplar or to a prototype. If the resemblance is great, then a test case will be judged to be typical and will be judged to be a category member. If the resemblance is small, the test case will be judged atypical and probably not a category member. Thus, typicality and category membership should go hand in hand. It turns out, though, that typicality and category membership sometimes don't go hand in hand. Armstrong, Gleitman, and Gleitman, 1983, for example, gave their participants this peculiar instruction: "We all know that some numbers are evener than others. What I want you to do is to rate each of the numbers on this list for how good an example it is for the category even number." Participants were then given a list of numbers, 4, 16, 32, and so on, and had to rate how even each number was. The participants thought this was a strange task but were nonetheless able to render these judgments and, interestingly, were just as consistent with one another.